This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Remember the green clay character Gumby?
Gumby, I don't think your idea stands a ghost of a chance.
Come on, get into the spirit of things, Pokey.
Well, Gumby's got Michigan roots.
The state of Michigan.
Ensuring quality products today.
There are so many products that seem to be known and used everywhere, but hidden away is the fact they're made in Michigan, or in this case, made by someone from Michigan. Beloved toy and TV and movie star Gumby was created by animator Art Clokey. His son, Joe Clokey, joins us to explain just how Michigan inspired his dad to come up with Gumby.
Well, he had great memories of being on his grandfather's farm there in Michigan, and the cars in the mud, when it rained, would get stuck in the gumbo, they would call it. That's Latin for clay, and that stuck with my dad. And later, when he was making clay characters, he came up with that name, and Gumby is the little boy, and Gumbo is the dad, and Gumba is the mom. So it came from that, what he learned in on that farm in Michigan. And Michigan meant a lot to my dad. If you look back in the very early Gumby episodes, there was a crane that said Michigan on it. It was the Michigan crane. You'd see that train swirling around and being used in many shots. So it's kind of a not so much subliminal, but just showing how much Michigan meant to him.
A nice homage to the Great Lakes State.
It was.
What inspired your dad to create Gumby in the first place?
He was working on a student film called Gumbasia. Gumbasia was clay animated to the beat of jazz music, and it blew the mind of the president of 20th Century Fox. He said, "Art, I'd like to improve children's television. Can you make clay characters?" And my dad said, "Yeah, sure." And my dad went home and came up with the characters.
And there they are. And
yes.
And it's amazing to think you can find Gumby anywhere, and is still beloved all these years later.
It is.
Joe Clokey. His father, Art Clokey, created Gumby, one of the most widely recognized characters in the world. Thanks for talking with us, Joe.
Thank you very much.